Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program, The Four Manifestation Words That Will Change Your Life. This is a new one, okay? The Four Manifestation Words That Will Change Your Life. This is sort of a special edition of the show because I decided to talk about some things I have never talked about before. Can you believe that? Yes, I'm going to give you some powerful tips on attracting money into your life. But I'm also going to address a topic that is usually taboo for me, and this is health. I don't usually talk about health because I'm not a physician, and I'm not in a position to give out health advice. But when you hear what I have to say, you will be amazed by how effective this advice can be without causing any problems in that department. And first off, here's why I want to do this. I get thousands of emails per week, sometimes per day. And the top things people want to know about, they want my thoughts on how to manifest money or health. And I have found that most people either have health but need money, or they have money but need health. And that usually depends on the age of the person and where that person is in life. Now, if you need money and health, well, then you really need to pay attention to this podcast. You see, we could just say that what everybody wants is ultimately happiness. Let's just wish for happiness. But I want to get specific here and tell you that usually the key to happiness is having a balance of money and health. Once you achieve that balance, then all kinds of other good things have a tendency to flow into your life, like romance and luck and opportunities, even spiritual awakenings. If you just keep a positive mindset and you remain grateful for what you have, and you sincerely ask the universe to grant to you what you want. But you see, we all struggle with that balance between health and money all the time, every single day. That's just a part of life. That's part of what we are here to learn in this big classroom. So let's just go with those two things to keep it simple. Those two things that seem to bookend happiness. What are the simplest ways to manifest money and health? Well, okay, I'm going to teach you four words that I've never mentioned publicly before. These words are super powerful at helping you to manifest what you want using a wishing machine or a prayer board or a wand or any positive manifestation device. In other words, this will not work with the psionic dematerializer, the Bad Buster. That device is meant to work differently. And it kind of flips things. That's called a negative machine where you put in there what you don't want. Any positive machine, it's perfect for that. But if you have a wishing machine, it's especially effective with it. I mean, really effective. But you know what? If you just have none of that stuff,
I'll tell you what you can still do to use these four words to help you. Because some people just, they don't want to get any of these tools. They say, I'm going to do this straight up me and Mother Nature. That's fine. I'll tell you what to do as well. So, and if you are into gambling, I have a cool tip I've never shared before as well. I'm going to tell you the day of the week that is supposedly the luckiest day for you to gamble. So, you personally. So get ready. This, like I say, it's a special show, my friends. And this podcast is free, so I hope you'll send this link to other people. Okay, before I get to the four words, let's start with something basic you need to realize about money. And if you already know this, let this be a great reminder for you, okay? Let's begin there. One of my favorite authors, Dr. Joe Vitale, said, here's a secret for you, quote, John D. Rockefeller did it since he was a child, and he became this billionaire. Andrew Carnegie did it too. He became a tycoon. What is this thing they did? What is this great money-making secret in history? What is this one thing that works for everyone, for all of these wealthy people? Give money away. That's right. Give it away. In 1924, John D. Rockefeller wrote a letter to his son explaining why he gave money away. He wrote, quote, in the beginning of getting money, way back in my childhood, I began giving it away, and it continued. Let me start that over. He says, in the beginning of getting money, way back in my childhood, I began giving it away and continued increasing the gifts as the income increased, end quote. Joe Vitale goes on to say, notice that he did not say that he waited until he was wealthy to start giving away money. He started the practice as a child and continued it throughout his lifetime, and it is estimated he gave away over $550 million, end quote. All right, so that's a passage from a work by Joe Vitale. Now, I realize as you listen to me, you might cringe when you hear me say that. And you go, oh boy. You're just saying you want me to give my money to you, right, Joshua P. Warren, just like some preacher. Well, no, I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I think you should give money to whatever brings you spiritual nourishment. And yes, this is where the concept of tithing comes from and why that's important. Some of the richest people in the world try to give all of their money away, and they can't do it. Because as they try, it just keeps multiplying at a faster rate than they can give it away. Now, why does this happen? What is this strange phenomenon? Well, you've heard me talk about this before. Money is energy. And when you send money out, you're not just sending out bills and coins and digits. You're sending out a signal to the universe that you feel abundant. And the universe detects that feeling and just keeps that coming right back at you. Abundance, abundance. Remember, you must give in order to receive. Now, how much money am I talking about? Well, don't give all your money away, but give just enough from time to time to make you feel uncomfortable. You know how a weightlifter builds muscles by, you know, pushing the reps just far enough to break through and allow more muscle to form? That's when the weightlifter has success. Well, that's what you need to do when you give. Give just a little extra amount to get that breakthrough. But you must give without any expectation of it being returned from the source to which you gave it. So you do not expect that person, that organization, to give it back to you. Now, you can do this with, say, like a server at a restaurant who knows you, or a charity you love that knows you, or to a person in need on the side of the road. But it's wonderful if you do it completely anonymously sometimes, since then it becomes a true gift instead of something that might make that person feel he or she owes you something in return. You see the difference there? See, this is not about what's between you and that person. It's about what's between you and the universe and the signal you are sending out into the universe. Now, let's say a homeless person asks you for money and you say, well, I'm not going to give that person money because he or she is just going to go use it and buy drugs or booze or whatever. Well, maybe that person is. Or maybe that person is not going to do that. But that has nothing to do with you. You've done your part by attempting to help. So the universe smiles upon you. Now, what that person does with that money is up to what's between that person and the universe. And I'm not suggesting that you give to everybody all the time, okay? I'm just saying that if you personally give as often as possible and as much as you can afford, you will begin to see much more money flowing back into your life. It is a phenomenon. It's almost like that by giving money, you create a kind of money vacuum around yourself that just gets bigger and bigger, allowing more money to flow back in. Does that make sense? When we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you about a very simple experiment that you can do to prove what I am saying is true. Anybody can do this. I expect you to do it today or tomorrow, depending on when you listen to this podcast. It's a good one. And then soon I'll get to the four words that will change your life. And speaking of giving away free stuff, I have lots of good free stuff I give away. You can right now get an instant free good luck charm, a free money audio tone you can listen to, instructions on how to build aura glasses, all that stuff for free instantly if you go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for my free e-newsletter. It takes you 2 seconds. Put your email address into the little bank there and hit the submit button, and boom, you'll get an email with all kinds of cool stuff from me. JoshuaPWarren.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. That's my name. Don't wear it out. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
We are happy to announce that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached over 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows for free. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. CoastToCoastAM.com is where you want to be.
Now, within minutes, you can take years off your looks. Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com takes care of those under-eye bags, forehead wrinkles, saggy eyebrows, crow's feet, and facial pores. Simply apply this velvety micro cream, and in under 2 minutes, the years fade away. And it lasts up to 9 hours. No needles, no pain, and great for women and men. Here's what people have to say about Instantly Ageless.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at HealthyLooking.com and prepare to look younger in minutes. Millions of applications have been sold. Order our exclusive starter kit for only $19.99, including shipping, or take advantage of our new discounted price for a full box. Put your best face forward with Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com or by phone at 800-604-3129. That's 800-604-3129. Instantly Ageless, not available in stores, from HealthyLooking.com. That's HealthyLooking.com.
Hey, it's time to head over to CoastToCoastAM.com and check out the Art Bell Vault, a collection of timeless audio. Listen to some of the great interviews with the likes of the late Father Malachi Martin, Dr. Evelyn Paglini, investigative journalist Jim Mars, and more. This is classic audio that you can enjoy at any time, and it's all heard without interruption. New shows are added each week, so find out how to access the Art Bell Vault now by going to CoastToCoastAM.com. That's CoastToCoastAM.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. And you can believe you live in a world where money is tight. And if that's what you believe, then that's what you'll get for the rest of your life. Or you can say, you know what? To heck with the world. I'm focusing on me and my life and my family and my loved ones and our personal relationship with the universe. And our experience is going to be one of prosperity and abundance. There are lots of people out there doing well financially, and I am going to be one of them. And that's great, because once you become an abundant, prosperous person, well, then that gives you the ability to go out and start helping others, help your community, help your country. Here's an experiment for you. Take a $5 bill and just leave it somewhere you know someone will find it soon, like in a public restroom or stuck near a gas pump or in a restaurant, and just walk away. See what happens in your financial life after that. And once you see the return, and you don't know how it's going to happen, somehow it'll happen in your life that you'll get a return. Once you see that, next time you'll be leaving a $20 bill. You say, well, let's up the game a little bit. Let's see what happens if I leave a 20. And then you'll see what happens. And the next time you'll leave a $100 bill. Okay, just try it out. See for yourself. Giving freely and anonymously to your fellow human, a stranger. You'll never know who that person is, but it's a human. That's a good tip for you, and that's a good experiment for you. But before I move on to the four powerful words that can help you attract money and health or just about anything, let me address gambling. Before I leave this subject of money, because you probably know I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. A woman named Maria DeAndrea wrote a book that was published by my late great friend Tim Beckley, a book called Heaven Sent Money Spells. And in this book, she says that if you're going to gamble in any way whatsoever, playing the lotto or scratch offs or going to the casino, whatever, if you're going to gamble, you should know when your lucky day is. Okay, your lucky day. And look, personally, I got to be honest, I'm always pretty lucky regardless of the day. So it's hard for me to tell how well this works. But let me just read this to you. I'm going to read you what she wrote. She says it's based upon your astrological sign. You know, everybody knows his or her astrological sun sign. For example, I was born October 25th, so I'm a Scorpio. And maybe you don't even believe in, you know, astrology. Who cares? Who cares? Just try it out, right?
So I'm going to go to her book here, and I'm going to read a list of signs, and then I'm going to tell you what your lucky day is supposed to be. So you can just give it a shot and see what you think. Again, I'm not vouching for this. I just thought it was interesting, and I would share it with you. So she says, if you are a Leo or a Capricorn, then your lucky day is Monday. If you are a Cancer or a Taurus, your lucky day is Tuesday. If you are a Virgo or a Pisces, your lucky day is Wednesday. If you are a Libra or an Aries, your lucky day is Thursday. If you are Aquarius or Sagittarius, your lucky day is Friday. And if you are Scorpio or Gemini, your lucky day is Saturday. Okay, so hey, try it out. If you're the type of person who likes to experiment with gambling, try it out and let me know what happens. And just keep in mind, now I cannot respond to most emails anymore. I used to say I would try, but now I don't even really try that much because it's impossible. But I do my best to read them all. All right. Now, on to the health aspect of this show. Now, I want to repeat that I am not a physician and I don't give out health or medical advice. I never have and I never will. However, you will find this quite insightful, I'm sure. Personally, I am now middle-aged and I spent the first half of my life trying to earn money, doing what I loved, as one should. You know, you got to figure out how to do that, what you want to do. And I did that, okay? But now that I'm entering my second stage of life, I'm experiencing old age creep in, right? We all have to do it, and it sucks. And that's because wishing machines and other manifestation tools can only work within the natural laws. That's why you can't use them to fly like Superman or live forever, for example. Thus, it is inevitable that somehow, in some way, the human body must gradually break down and die. That is part of the designed cycle of the creation. Some call it entropy. Like the gradual erosion of a sandcastle back onto the beach until, well, next time. Okay, that's just the way it is. And it's a good thing. We have our turn, and then the new ones come along, and the process never ends. And you'll get your turn again someday. It's just the energy can be neither created nor destroyed. It simply keeps transforming into different versions. And yet, having said that, that does not mean that we cannot make the most of our lives and attempt to alleviate our pains as we proceed. There are things that we can all do every single day to make the overall process more or less endurable. You do have some control here. And I want you to realize that I am the furthest thing from a health nut. Okay. At face value, I don't like exercising or eating healthy, you know, just for the sake of doing it. You know, like if I happen to be doing something that I enjoy and I'm getting some exercise, great. But it's very hard for me to go out of my way. I'm a good, honest American who struggles with his weight and loves to socialize at a bar. And look, we all, you know, I love a good French fry. Right now, one thing I do have going for me is that I drink an insane amount of filtered water every day. And since humans are mainly water and empty space, I'd say that does me some good. But here is what I do whenever I face any kind of a health problem in my life. And this is where the four magical words come into play. Are you ready? Okay, well, before I tell you, when you have a health problem nowadays, the first thing really in general, when you have a health problem, the first thing you have to do is figure out what the problem is. All right. And that is hard as hell sometimes. Sometimes that alone takes years. And sometimes I think the internet just makes it worse because you type in your symptoms and it gives you 50 different things it could be. And you always look at the worst thing and say, no, I'm sure it's the simplest, but what if? The internet can scare the crap out of you. Speaking of which, one time I had a problem and looked up the symptoms on a bona fide medical site, and the symptom is your poop stinks. And I said, oh my God, I have it. But look, here's how you have to view this subject using a manifestation device like a wishing machine. You represent your problem. So on a wishing machine, you might write your problem and just put it on the input plate. And then you put another piece of paper there on the input plate with it. Just right on top of it there. And you write these four magical words. You ready? The four magical words are, show me the answer. Did you get that? The words are, show me the answer. Because the machine is not going to heal you. But the machine can help the universe reveal to you through signs and symbols and opportunities and synchronicities the wisdom to do what you need to do to solve the problem. So, for example, I recently had a problem. And so I did just that. I wrote the problem and I put it on the input of a wishing machine. And then I wrote, show me the answer. Show me what to do. And I tuned the machine. Within a few days after that, I came across a weird road sign with a strange name. And I looked up that strange name, and that led me to information that led me to a product that provided the help that I needed. Does that make sense? The machine did not cure me. I believe that the machine helped me find the information I needed to solve the problem. And whatever tool you're using, you can use this strategy. When we come back, I'll tell you more about that. And then I'm going to tell you about some wild, wild news. So much to talk about. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60 plus. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60 plus at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search. Have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
Younger looks in minutes? It's real with Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com. This velvety micro cream applied to areas on the face immediately diminishes visible signs of aging. Great for bags under the eyes, forehead wrinkles, saggy eyebrows, crow's feet, and facial pores. Now look your beautiful best in less than 2 minutes with Instantly Ageless. And it works great for women and men. Here's what happened when they tried Instantly Ageless on the doctors.
But I want you all to imagine a cream that can instantly remove your under eye bags. We're going to put it to the test with our good friend, Dr. Sonia Batra. So what is this product?
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and I've looked at the ingredients. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. It's meant to relax muscle and work like Botox.
I mean, you can literally see it working
but,
as you're yeah, putting it on.
The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Order yours today at healthylooking.com or by phone at 800-604-3129. 800-604-3129. Our starter kit is only $19.99, including shipping, and the full-size box has now been discounted substantially as well. Put your best face forward instantly with Instantly Ageless from healthylooking.com. That's healthylooking.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And you know what? Whatever manifestation tool you are using, you can find a way to adapt this strategy I've given you, not just for health, but for money or anything else you want. Show me the answer. Now, when you do this effectively, the universe will start trying to give you the answer to direct you to the help that you need. And if you are attentive and open-minded and follow the synchronistic leads you are given, the universe will teach you a lesson and show you where you need to go to get the help that you need to solve your problem. How powerful is that? Now, before I continue, I want to make this clear right now. Please do not email me asking for any more specific advice than what I've given you regarding any tools or techniques. This is intentionally all I will give you. Okay, you have to figure the rest out on your own and keep an open mind. But if you do not have a manifestation tool to help you, like a wishing machine or a prayer board from my online curiosity shop, just try thinking about your problem and writing on a small piece of paper, "Show me the answer," and taping that somewhere. You will see it every day, and then keep an eye out for the universe to start speaking to you. The great thing about this technique is that you can also use it to help others. I've used it to help my loved ones have the answers materialize before them. So you could write, "Show them the answer." This is a completely safe method of manifestation because you are not imposing your direct will, which can turn out to be an accidental monkey in the rich sometimes. Okay, you are simply asking the universe to help in whatever way it feels is suitable. And so, you know, it's nice to think about helping others sometimes instead of just yourself, huh? We live in such a narcissistic world. I don't have to tell you. I'll get on the soapbox for just a minute. A lot of people seem like clueless cartoons these days, right? They're always pointing a camera at themselves. I went to watch a video on YouTube about a beach I was going to visit, and all these videos were supposedly informational, and all they showed was just the person pointing the camera at him or herself the whole time without showing the beach. And I was saying, I know there's a beach in here somewhere.
we saw this kind of thing coming a long time ago with movies like 1999's Ed TV, or even somewhat, you know, like The Truman Show and so on, where this voyeuristic perversion that ultimately feeds narcissism is acceptable. And now it is. It's happened. So it's good to think about helping others if you can. You just have to do it the right way and not impose things on them. But start with you, yourself. You can't help anyone else unless you just help yourself first. That's just the truth. On the airplane, when the oxygen mask falls, if you don't put it on yourself first, then you may pass out before you can put it on your kid. Physician, heal thyself. Physician, heal thyself. Now, here's another tip. When you do any kind of manifestation work, you're better off to just keep it to yourself. Don't talk about it. It has more power that way. Now, there are rare circumstances when you should tell people what you want to manifest, but I will only explain that when needed, and now is not the time. When I occasionally, and very rarely these days, do one-on-one retreats with people, I explain that when that time is appropriate. But as a general rule, keep what you are working on private between you and the universe. And you know what? I have to say this. This is a big one. Also, don't be sort of like one of these people who feels entitled. Don't be brainwashed to think that you have to be some rich, famous jet setter. Think about how much money and health do you really need in your life? You know, too much money can sometimes ruin your life and make you a target for demonic parasites. I could give many examples, but I won't. And not just modern ones, but I mean, look at what happened to so many ancient pharaohs, Caesars, kings. All these people that ultimately had all the wealth known in their entire world at the time. You know, people will kill you for your money. People kill for money. So, you know, maybe you should just humbly ask for what you need and then trust the universe regarding how much it gives you. And how much health do you really need? You're never going to be perfect. So, why keep trying to be perfect? I saw a meme today that said, quote, Mount Everest is littered with the dead bodies of highly motivated people, end quote. I know that's a bit harsh and insensitive, but it might help you put that into perspective if you're trying to drive yourself a little too crazy in that department. Look, just be grateful for the money and health that you have. Try to keep both in balance. And when you feel like all is lost, don't rely on something to fix it for you. Just ask the universe using whatever tools you have to show you the answer, to show you the way. And the door will be opened. It's different for all of us, and it's different every time in every case. Ask the universe and then smile and be positive. Look to the sky and say, I love you. Look to the person beside you and say, I love you. And then watch the magic happen. Be very, very attentive to everything around you. The universe is trying to speak with you all the time. Energy flows where attention goes. What is the meaning of life? We always hear that. What's the meaning of life? Well, the meaning of life is to learn. And if you're not learning, something bad is going to happen to you. So listen to this podcast again if you need to. Listen to it over and over again every day or week or month if you need to. This is wisdom. Learn. The four words are show me the answer. And I truly mean this. I beg you, please don't forget to read my book, Use the Force. It is available as an ebook or as a printed book or as an audio book read by me. You can get it however you want it. It doesn't cost very much. if you just go to joshuapwarren.com. But you know what? This podcast is free. So please do yourself some good and send it to others. It's good karma to send this information to others. I promise. I promise. We're coming up on a break here in a minute. And when we come back, I want to read an email to you I got from a guy who was in his darkest days. And then I want to share some interesting news with you that I think is pretty wild, which also inspires me to make a bit of a prediction. Before I do that, I just want to let you know that, again, I'm here in Las Vegas. And thank goodness, now that everything is booming again, the Creepy Vegas Ghost and UFO Show is up and running, and it's bigger and better than ever. We have new things. We have new content. I mean, we just keep advancing. This is 60 paranormal minutes in a bar, and it's only for ages 21 and up because it's in a bar. It's at Millennium Fandom, which is the coolest bar in Vegas. It is the world's number one cosplay and pop culture bar. So you go in there and all these people are dressed up like fantastical movie characters, and their movie relics movie replica props and all this kind of stuff everywhere. Really cool. And you get to sit there and see the best evidence for ghosts, UFOs, monsters, stuff related to Area 51, time warps, all that stuff from the area. You get to touch these objects, these haunted and possessed objects and charmed objects, take pictures and take all the selfies you want there. All right. But we only do it once a week, and you can only get your tickets through creepyvegas.com, creepyvegas.com. I also want to point out that now that, we're heading toward the fall. Before you know it, it'll be that time. I, of course, am from Asheville, North Carolina. That is where I own the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours. These are the biggest and best ghost tours. Well, certainly in the state of North Carolina, they were voted by USA Today one of the top three ghost tours in the entire country. So, yeah, go there and walk around Asheville and you'll see why we've always been number one for the past 20 some years. HauntedAsheville.com, HauntedAsheville.com. And so I just wanted to get that stuff out there because right now so many people are happy to get out and enjoy life again because, hey, you've been pent up for a while. It's nice to know what kind of fun stuff that you can get out and do. When we come back, yeah, listen to this email I got from not just a listener, but a guy who's been following my work a long time, and then some pretty wild news. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I'll be right back after this.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
Men and women can have an excess of 100,000 hairs. Unfortunately, before hair loss is noticed, that number drops nearly in half. But it is by no means too late. Easy to apply, Reveal from Dr. Nathan Newman uses stem cell technology and natural ingredients to revitalize the appearance of your hair for the fuller look you remember. Here's Dr. Newman.
A lot of people with hair problems have come up to me showing me pictures after 2 months of use, after 3 months of use of the Reveal serum on their scalp, showing me dramatic improvement in the quality of their hair volume of the hair. And one of the people was a woman who had lost her hair and was really thinned out. She was wearing wigs and covering it up. She was very self-conscious about it. She used it for about 6 months, and she came to me with a big smile, nothing covering her hair. And she goes, "Look, you gave me my life back." And that's really why I do what I do, is because I want to change people's lives for the better. And these stories give me the inspiration to go forward and develop new things.
Hair loss, hereditary or not, increases with age. In fact, by age 50, roughly half of us have noticeable hair loss. It's time to get on board with Reveal for women and men. And only at healthylooking.com can you get Reveal with free smart delivery shipping by simply entering discount code George at checkout. Easy to use Reveal at healthylooking.com or order by phone at 800-604-3129. 24/7 at 800-604-3129. Gently revitalize your hair's appearance for a fuller look with Reveal from healthylooking.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I want to read an email to you I received from a man named Andrew. He said, "Joshua, hi, I have been a fan since years back, when I was in prison for a fight with a man who assaulted my girlfriend, and I had to do 8.5 years from 2012 to 2021. I took every single betterment course I could, and I have learned a ton. I've listened to Coast AM religiously, and I've heard many of your shows. I thank you for all of your great insights. I even bought your book, Use the Force, and let many of my friends read it. I'm finally home as of January 9th this year, and I have been trying to do anything possible to make money and take care of my family. I found your Money Magic video, and it gave me an idea. I researched crystals that may attract wealth, and I found two, aventurine and citrine. So in your video, you said something about a laser charging the crystals, and I have an issue with spells, and I think that's because of a love spell I once did for this girl, that the prison time was exaggerated and I had to pay for it possibly. Says, not sure, but I'm afraid of spells. So I wanted to know if you thought or what you thought about charging one or both of these crystals, and could it help with getting more money coming in, even though there's no spells? Let me know what you think. Thank you so much for everything, my brother. God bless." Well, Andrew, thank you for that wonderful message. And I'm so delighted that you made the most of that terrible time. And it sounds like that, you know, you obviously were meant to go through this transformation. And now it's time for you to do exactly what you're doing. You know, figure out how to live a better life. You've seen how dark it can get. And so, yes, I definitely charge crystals with lasers. Whatever crystal you have, if you charge it with a laser, I believe it will make that crystal even more effective. In fact,
if you can take a crystal that's kind of clear or a little bit translucent, like a quartz crystal, and you hold a laser right up to it and hit the beam, if you get that beam just right, you will see the weirdest effect inside of that laser. It looks like the laser transforms into a digitized screen of some kind. You just have to see it in person to understand what I'm saying. It's insane. It's one of the craziest, most amazing looking things I've ever seen. When you just hold a laser, I mean, physically hold it right up to it. There's contact with that, you know, take the end of the laser, and it doesn't matter what color it is. Make sure there's physical contact with the crystal and hit that button, and you will see that thing just transform. And I believe that doing that definitely empowers it and gives it energy. So please, Andrew, keep me updated on, you know, what happens as you experiment. And again, thank you very much for your kind words. Okay, here is a story I think is pretty wild. This comes from sciencealert.com. And it says, an entire swarm of black holes has been caught moving through the Milky Way. Whoa, a swarm? You know, not too long ago, people didn't even really know if a black hole existed. It was more of like a hypothetical thing. And boy, we've made a lot of progress quickly on that. Now we have a picture of one. And now they're telling us they're all over the place. And now we have a swarm of them. How big is a swarm? Well, they're saying there's a cluster of over 100 of them in this one area. They're just sort of moving through the Milky Way. And I'm not going to read this whole article because it's pretty extensive and it gets kind of complicated. But here is why I find this so outstanding. Because if you think about how things have progressed, just like I said, I believe we are going to reach a point. This is a prediction, and I doubt it's going to happen in my lifetime, but you never know. We are going to reach a point where finally scientists say, it turns out there is something like a black hole inside every single human brain. This is what I'm talking about when I talk about the wormhole brain. Black holes are not just out there. No, those are the big giant ones that have all these dramatic gravitational effects. I think something like a black hole is the tunnel that is the seat of your consciousness that's attaching you to some other stream of information. And that when you die, that stream of information is just shut off. The information is still there. You still exist. But there are black holes all around us, or things like black holes, portals. We're going to start. That's the next big discovery on planet Earth is, whoa, all these crazy psychics and mystics and metaphysical people who've been talking about portals and vortexes. Turns out we just didn't have the tools to measure it exactly, but they were right about it. And these things do warp space and time. And you could physically time travel through them, but we know for sure information can travel through them. And you can mentally time travel. That's why sometimes you can sense the past or the future. And some people can do that more easily than others because the information that flows through this wormhole brain is able to flow both ways. You know, this is kind of funny. I ask you sometimes, like, if you could travel back in time, where would you go? Would you go to see how the pyramids were built, or to see, you know, the resurrection of Jesus, or to see the dinosaurs, or to see the Roswell crash? And it's just kind of funny. The other day I was online and I came across a poster for a rock and roll festival from 1967. And some of you are like, oh yeah, I know what he's talking about. The Monterey International Pop Music Festival. And immediately I thought, if some people had a time machine, this is the place they would go. This is the actual poster. Listen to this. The Monterey International Pop Festival, in California there. The cheapest ticket was $2.50, and the most expensive one was $6.50. $6.50 in 1967. And for that, here's the lineup. The Jimi Hendrix Experience, Simon and Garfunkel, Mamas and the Papas, The Byrds, The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Otis Redding, The Grateful Dead, Buffalo Springfield, Ravi Shankar, and many more. Okay, many more for this festival that would cost you anywhere from $2.50 to $6.50. Yeah, I wonder how many of you listening would say, yeah, you know, it'd be cool to see a dinosaur. I'd really like to see what happened there in Roswell, but you know, screw all that. I've got $6.50. I'm going to go back to 1967. That's funny, isn't it? Just to think how that's a great example of how what we value changes. You know, energy changes. What is entertainment? Well, it's really everything, isn't it? We have all the commodities to give us, at the end of the day, experiences. That's what we value. All right, my friends, speaking of positive vibes and great experiences, I am going to leave you with the good fortune tone, all right? So I want you to just take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes. This is going to help make your next week the most magical week you've ever had. Are you ready? Here it is, the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.